Well, I guess this might be can you cut him some slack department here too. It's about the boyfriend in Minnesota.
Mm.
We don't know any names yet, except for, well, we know one of the three players involved. Our story begins Tuesday evening. An unidentified 34-year-old woman is pulling up to her apartment in Elba, Minnesota. It's around 10 o'clock at night. Shots rang out, and she was terrified. She began cowering in her car. At least 7 bullets were fired that night. 2 of the bullets hit her car, and she suffered facial injuries, later determined to be from broken glass, flying pieces of metal. Not the bullet. She did not take a direct strike.
Right.
The terrified woman, of course, as she cowered in her car, not knowing who or when was, there might be more bullets or who was shooting at her, she called her boyfriend, who was just inside the apartment.
Yeah.
But.
Panicked. Yeah.
He was playing video games, wearing his headphones, sound cranked up. Never heard a thing.
Missed the call, missed the shooting.
Missed the bullets.
All of it.
All of it.
Never heard
it. Oh, man.
I cut him some slack. And I'm not a video game person. BB Shay, you are.
Yeah.
And you listen to like music in your headphones a lot. I can't tell you how many times I've been behind you. Like
in an office setting?
Talking
all the time.
I'll be like, BB Shay, blah, blah, blah. And I, he don't even turn
then
around.
Then he pulls out his.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you need?
One pod, yeah. So I cut him some slack. I mean, he didn't know she's going to get shot at.
True.
Yeah.
And he's never going to be able to play video games again, though. This is going to be held over him forever.
Yeah, it's a real problem.
There's a real good chance of that.
Yeah. Shot at, you know.
All you do is play video games. I got shot at. I'm out here taking metal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there was a guy we knew who loved playing video games and watching wrestling. And he was engaged, and when his fiance would arrive in the driveway, he'd clean everything up really quick and stop playing.
As if nothing had happened.
And that's why they didn't go to the altar. I mean, they were ready to get married.
And he said, I'm not myself around you.
He said, I can't
give it up.
I can't give up my video games.
He played, what, GoldenEye?
Yes.
Wow, what year was this?
It was the 1900s.
Okay.
Yeah, back in the 1900s. Okay. Yeah, I was going to be the best man at the wedding.
Oh, really?
I had my speech done and everything. And
expected a larger turnout.
Yeah.
Everyone did.
Well, no one expected to be here today.
And when he told me, I broke it off, we're not going to get married, I said, do you want me to do my best man speech for you?
Because
I already had it written. And he said, no, I don't care for that.
Did you keep a copy?
Yeah, I think I'm somewhere. Yes,
is it on one of your old computer floppy disks?
Yeah, it's on a floppy. I got it on a floppy, and I said, I will read it for you. And he said, no, I don't think that. I don't think we should do that.
Let me start by saying I can tell these two are going to make it.
Their undying love will never end. We all know that.
Nothing women find more attractive than a guy who's into video games and wrestling.
He loved both. He loved both. Very pale complexion and... really, probably the only person that likes to stay home more than I do.
Honestly,
he liked to sit more than I did.
But he's happily married.
Yeah,
now.
Yes, he's happily married to someone else now. Yes. And she went on to have a fully productive life as well.
As far as we know,
I haven't seen her.
Left the state, I believe.
She moved away.
Okay,
moved away. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard about a couple when you said he was the worst boyfriend in Minnesota. Now, is this worse? A guy I read about this. Now, I don't have it in front of me. I just read it last week. I believe, I'm not even sure where it was, but he accidentally shot his wife in the leg cleaning a gun.
Mm.
And he drove her to the hospital and stopped on the way for a beer. He grabbed.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, that may be worse.
Yeah, I don't. He knows what his life's about to become.
True.
I mean, he accidentally shot his wife. He's never going to live it down.
Can you cut him some slack?
Yeah, 100% slack. Biggest slack I've ever cut.
I think this might be a question for our attorney. If she's shot in the leg while he's cleaning his gun and she doesn't press charges, does he walk? No felony?
Oh, I wonder. Well, I'll ask that next week.
It's a true accident.
Mm-hmm. He said it was accidental, but he was his nerves were frayed, so he stopped at the convenience store on the way to the hospital.
Need a road soda.
100%. Well, because
make it count. It's his last year.
Yeah, he's never going to hear the end of it ever. No matter what he does, the rest, every argument's going to be her winning, going, well, remember that time you shot me in the leg?
Yeah, you shot me.
So he had to stop and just down one.
Yeah.
Can you climb the ladder? I can't because you shot me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put the star on top of the Christmas tree? I can't. You shot me.
You shot me.